今天是我们这个年尾啊一个侍奉的一个交通聚会。
Today will be our annual, service meeting.
我是想在弟兄们上来报告各样侍奉之前。
And prior to all the responsible brothers who are about to share with us.
我有一点点侍奉上的原则和弟兄姊妹彼此的提醒。
I'd like to share with you some of the principles in our services.
我们好不好一同先来读罗马书第十二章第一和第二节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter
12. 其实这两节圣经哈作为基督徒啊应该把它记住。
And as a Christian, we should all memorize these two verses.
可能很多人会背约翰福音三章十六节。
Perhaps many can memorize John 3:16.
但是你会背罗马书十二章第一第二节吗？
But do you know, can you memorize verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 12?
如果弟兄姊妹你会背的你就跟我一起来背好吗
if you can memorize it, would you memorize it with me?
如果你不会背的人呢你仔细地看着圣经。
And if not, please look in your Bible.
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉是理所当然的不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意啊，这两节圣经非常的重要。
And these are very important two verses.
我们鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹都能把它背下来。
We encourage all brothers and sisters to memorize it.
因为这两节圣经呢，讲到我们在侍奉上面的所有重要的原则。
And because these two verses, encompasses all the, principles in our services.
今天早晨我没有办法详细的来说明它。
And this morning I'm not able to share with you in detail.
但是这两节圣经里面对于我们今天侍奉的态度上面有很重要的提醒。
But these two verses serves a very good reminder in our attitude in service.
这第一个告诉我们侍奉是理性的。
And first of all, it tells us that service comes out of our, reasoning.
那个理所当然啊，这个字呢，原文应该翻作是理性的侍奉。
And this is the spiritual act of, the act of worship should translate as a, reasonable service.
因为它原文呢，在圣经的旧希腊原文就是 logic。
And because in the original Greek language is translated as logic.
侍奉是理性的，是合逻辑的。
That, our service is logical.
这样的侍奉才是合理的侍奉。
And that would be a reasonable service.
所以这里为保罗这样提醒我们呢。
And therefore Paul is reminding us.
因为保罗知道我们的侍奉呢常常落在情绪的里面。
Because Paul knows that our service is often falling into emotional
state. 我们很容易落在感情的里面。
A lot of times we serve out of our emotion.
一碰到事情呢我们这个情绪就来了。
And our emotion will be stirred when circumstances come.
弟兄姊妹们侍奉是理性的。
Brothers and sisters, service is but logical.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, that is something very important.
那么第二件事情啊。
Secondly,
就是侍奉我们的心思需要被更新。
That in order to serve, our mind need to be transformed.
这样你才能明白神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to understand the good and will and perfect of God.
侍奉是需要有一个新的心思，明白神的旨意。
In order to serve, you need to have a new and transformed mind to understand the will of God.
那我们要问说，我们如何能脱离这种情绪呢？
So how, we ask ourselves, how can we set ourselves apart from the emotions?
脱离这种情绪的反应呢？
To escape from the mere reactions of emotions.
如何心思能更新呢？
How can our minds be transformed?
这里一个很重要的一个秘诀。
And there is one very important secret.
就是你要把自己奉献给主。
It is to offer yourselves as a living sacrifice.
侍奉如果不站在奉献的地位上。
If you do not stand on the position as an offer, as
我们很容易落在情绪的里面。
Then it's very easy for us to fall into our emotions.
侍奉不站在奉献的根基上。
If you do not stand on the foundation of
consecration. 我们很难明白神的心意。
Then it's hard for us to understand the will of God.
所以这两件事情侍奉上是非常重要的。
Therefore these two, characters are very important.
但是我们需要把自己奉献给主。
And but first of all, we need to offer ourselves to God.
我们晓得 侍奉是做神的事情。
And we know that to serve is to do the work of God.
工作是主的。
And the work belongs to the Lord.
我们是与神同工的。
And we are co-workers with Him.
所以我们犯不上闹情绪。
And therefore you don't need to use your emotions.
我们需要明白神的心意。
But to understand the will of God.
所以你知道这两节圣经是保罗给我们看见在侍奉上面非常重要的原则。
And therefore these are the two principles that Paul trying to remind us, which is very important in our services.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹能牢牢地记住。
So I recommend that each one of us will remember this.
侍奉是理性的。
That our service is out of our logic.
侍奉是根据神的旨意。
And service is based on the will of God.
如果我们不能把自己奉献，
If we're not able to offer up ourselves,
我们很难活出这样的光景。
And it'd be hard for us to live out such condition.
所以这是在我们进入侍奉的时候我们必须要被提醒。
And therefore that is what we need to be reminded of as we enter
service. 或者我们该有的一个基本的态度。
Or that's the basic attitudes that we should have in service.
那另外呢，关于侍奉上面啊，我想我们弟兄姊妹需要知道的，我们有三个点。
In addition, there are three things that we need to remember in the matter of service.
虽然这些呢，过去也许我们都已经知道。
Even though that, perhaps some of them we knew about it before.
但是我觉得人就需要提醒。
But still, we need to be reminded.
第一个。
First of all,
我们每一个蒙恩得救的圣徒都是祭司。
That each one of us were saved are, is priest.
侍奉是我们的天职。
That to serve is our nature.
我们如果不侍奉神，我们反而是不对。
If we do not serve God, then we are not in the right condition.
所以侍奉不是教会中少数人的事。
Therefore, service does not belong to or limit to only a few in church.
每一个弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救，你就是祭司。
Everyone who is saved is a priest.
在启示录里面讲的何等的荣耀。
And how glorious as is mentioned in Revelation.
我们蒙主的救赎成为国民。
That we have been saved by God to be His people.
他下面说做父神的祭司。
That we become the priest of our God the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要的一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, how important that is.
所以因此他提醒我们。
Therefore he reminds us.
我们每一个祭司都应当向父神负责任。
That each one of us as priests are responsible but to our Father.
我们不能对不起我们天上的父亲。
And we cannot fall short of our Father.
所以我们应当是一个侍奉神的祭司。
And we are priests who serves God.
所以侍奉认真来讲不是向人负责。
And therefore,we are not responsible to man in our services but responsible to God.
所以我常常讲在教会里面呢
and oftentimes as I mentioned
在神所安排这台戏上每一个都是演戏的没有看戏的
and in a church we're all in an act every one of us are actor and actress
但是我们很容易落到一个情况我们在看他们演看他们怎么演不对的
but oftentimes we're so easy fall into condition acting just as an audience
你要向父亲负责任
and you need to know that you are responsible to your father
因为主拣选你那是做父神的祭司
because God had chosen you to be the priest of our God the father
所以不要忘记我们是一个君尊的祭司
and forget not that we are a royal priesthood
那么第二个重要的点、
and secondly
就在侍奉上面
And in our services,
神所注重的是我们这个人的灵。
And what God is emphasizing on, is our spirit.
圣经对这个点有很多很多的提醒。
And there are many such reminders in the Bible.
所以一个基督徒灵里面强健，这是很重要的一件事情。
And therefore to be strong and healthy in our spirit as Christians is very important.
灵里面的光景美好是很重要的事情。
And to be in a healthy condition is very important.
所以我们侍奉主不是光是外面有言语有事物。
And therefore to serve is not just limiting to the outward messages.
说话要有灵。
That as you speak, there must be spirit in it.
做事要有灵。
As you do it, there must be spirit in it.
因为神所注重的乃是我们这个人里面的灵。
Because what God focuses on is the spirits that are within us.
这个跟在世界上做事是完全不一样。
And that is completely different from as the way that we would do things in the world.
世界上的事情是注重才干。 是注重你这个人的经验。
That in this world, as we carry out our business, we need to focus on our talents, our experiences. 不错，
在教会的侍奉中也有才干，也有经验。
True, in the service in the church, we also need talents and experiences.
但是神所看的不是你的才干，不是你的经验。
Yet these are not what God focuses on.
神乃是看你里面的灵是如何。
But God emphasizes on the spirit that you have.
好，我想在从旧约到新约圣经里面。
And I believe that from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
我们可以举出很多的人物啊。
We can give you many examples.
比方说神所以拣选约书亚。
For example, the reason why God had chosen Joshua.
因为神是看中他里面的灵。
Because God had chosen him according to his spirit.
我们晓得以利亚的灵，侍奉神的灵，也是圣经中很有名的。
And also the spirit of Elijah that also very important and famous in the Bible.
但以理里面有美好的灵性。
And Daniel had a good spirit within him.
我们看见施洗约翰的灵。
And also the spirit of John the Baptist.
圣经记载说他心灵强健，住在旷野里面。
And the Bible records that he was strong in spirit and he lived in the wilderness.
今天我们所生活这个世界是一个大而可怕的旷野。
Now today, this world in which we dwell is a great and desert wilderness.
只有心灵强健的人才能在这样的光景中侍奉神。
Only those who are strong in spirit is able to serve God in such a desert condition.
我们看见斯提凡的灵。
And we see the spirit of Stephen.
我们看见保罗的灵。
We see the spirit of Paul.
看见众使徒的灵。
And the spirit of all the apostles.
所以侍奉乃是注重人里面的灵。
And therefore, we need to emphasize on the spirit as we serve.
所以保罗在写提摩太前后书的时候。
And as Paul wrote 1st and 2nd Timothy.
他最后提醒提摩太。
And he reminded Timothy.
他说你要注意你里面的灵。
He said, pay attention to the spirit within you.
环境可以改变。
Because all the circumstances can change.
事物可以改变。
And things can change.
但是你要注意你里面灵里面的光景。
But you need to pay close attention to the condition of your spirit.
因为神赐给我们的不是软弱的灵。
Because God has not given that a spirit of timidity.
那是刚强。那是充满爱，那是一个谨守的灵。
But of strong and love and self-control.
所以保罗祝福他说：“愿神与你的灵同在。”
And therefore, Paul blessed him that may God be with your spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Friends and sisters,
今天当我们进入侍奉的时候
，As we enter into services,
如果我们只注意事情怎么做
，If we only focus on how we are about to do things,
只注意话怎么说
，Or how we're about to present or speak,
这个是不够的
，That is not enough.
所以我们常常看见有的人有光有话没有灵的
，So a lot of times we see people a lot of things to say but no spirit.
有的人光做事情也是没有灵的。
Or things people can carry out things but without spirit.
所以我们记得在神的家中的侍奉。
But let us remember that all the services in the
house of God. 神所注重的是我们里面的灵。
What God focuses on is our spirit.
当你的灵美好的时候。
And when your spirit is in a good condition.
圣灵就很容易在你的灵里面引导你。
And the spirit is so easy to guide you.
圣灵就很容易在你的灵里面感动你。
And the Holy Spirit is able to move you.
所以这是我们今天在侍奉上面第二个需要注重的。
And therefore that is the second matter that we need to pay attention to in our services.
第三个点。
Thirdly,
就是神呢，当我们得救的时候。
And as we're saved,
给我们每一个人都有一份的功用。
He has given us a function.
没有一个弟兄姊妹是没有功用的。
No one is without his function.
所以因此在教会里面呢，我们要尽功用，这是很重要。
And therefore, in the church, we need to do according to our function.
有的时候我们不知道我们的功用是什么，对不对？
And sometimes we may not know what we should be functioning as.
但是你进入侍奉的时候呢？
But as you enter into services,
圣灵会显明出来的。
The Holy Spirit will reveal and manifest.
所以我们需要参与各样的服事。
Therefore, you need to join all kinds of services.
在教会里最重要的是尽功用。
And the most important thing for us to do is to do according to our function.
当你尽一段时间的功用之后，
As you do according to your function in the church for a while,
神会显明出来你到底是一个什么。
And God will reveal what are you exactly.
所以在教会的侍奉上面呢，
And therefore in all the services in church,
最重要的不是在乎人的安排你是什么。
The most important thing is not according to the arrangement.
那在乎你尽功用是什么就是什么。
But do it according to what you should function as.
我想我们过去或者教会历史上很多的错误都是你把那个人安排上去 结果他也不是那个那个情形。
And I think in the past history of the church, a lot of times we made mistake by putting people in a position where that's not according to their function.
这样做反而不自然的。
And that would not be very natural.
所以在教会中，大家都要尽公用。
And therefore, each one of us need to do according to our function.
你尽公用是什么？到最后显明就是什么。
And as you do according to what's given, and your function will be manifested.
这个呢是鉴于众圣徒的良心的。
And everyone can testify to that.
不是哪一个人坐在高位上面呢来安排的，弟兄姊妹，不是的。
It is not one who's in a high position arranging all for everyone.
哥林多前书十二章很清楚地告诉我们。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it tells
us. 弟兄姊妹们，我们乃是神所安排的，不是人安排的。
That we are being put in a position by God and not according to man.
我们是基督身体上面的肢体。
That we are a member of the body of Christ.
但是你需要尽公用。
But you need to do according to what your function is.
有人一尽公用出来的时候看是手，他就是手的公用。
And as he does things and he will manifest that he should function as a hand.
有的人一尽公用的时候他是脚，他就是脚的公用。
And some of through their work they will manifest that they function as a feet.
有的人尽公用是口，他就是口的公用。
Or some will function as a mouth.
有的人尽功用，他是眼，他就是眼的功用。
And some as they do according to their function, it will manifest that they're.
所以今天在教会里面，弟兄姊妹们，我们不是要等着什么人来安排我们什么。
In church nowadays, we should not wait for people to arrange for us.
你是基督身体上的一个肢体。
Because you are a member of body.
你那顺从圣灵的带领，能够尽你当尽的功用。
And you should submit yourself to the Holy Spirit and to do according to your function.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们大家都尽功用。
Sisters, if each one of us do according to our functions,
像在罗马书十二章也讲到
and as mentioned in Romans chapter 12,
我们能把自己看得合乎中道
and to see yourself in the reasonable,
我们不月份做我不是我们该做的事情
we do not do things that doesn't belong to us that we should not do,
并且按照信心的大小来显明你自己的功用
and to manifest your function according to the measure of the faith that's given to you,
基督身体美丽的光景就会显明出来
then.And the beautiful condition of the body of Christ will be manifested.
弟兄姊妹们，这三件事情
，these three things，
实在是在侍奉上面非常非常重要的原则。
It is a very crucial principle in services.
所以我想今天早晨在弟兄们上来报告之前啊，那么我用一点简单的话和弟兄姊妹彼此的一点劝勉和提醒。
And therefore, I'd like to use these simple words as serve as encouragement to all of us before the brothers and came up.
最后我再简单的重复。
And so lastly, let me repeat it very simply.
第一个，弟兄姊妹们，
first,
我们首先知道的侍奉是理性的。
Friends, sisters, service should come out of logic.
啊，尽量的不要落在我们的肉体的那种情欲和情绪的感觉里面。
And do not fall into your senses and your emotions.
侍奉是根据神永远的旨意。
That service is based on the eternal will of God.
这个是我们需要心思被更新才能明白的。
And in order to understand that, we need to have a transformed
mind. 所以你要达到能够有理性的侍奉。
So in order to have a logical, reasonable
service, 你要能达到能明白神心意的侍奉。
A service is out of and according to the will of God.
我们需要把自己奉献给主。
We need to offer ourselves to God.
让主在我们身上掌权。
That God will be able to rule within us.
另外呢，我想有三个重点我们需要记得的。
And then there are also three additional points that we need to remember.
第一个，我们要知道自己是祭司。
One, we need to know that we are royal priesthood.
第二个，要注意我们的灵。
And secondly, we need to focus on our.
第三个，你要尽功。
And thirdly, to do according to our functions.
好，我把下面的时间交给弟兄们。
I give the following time to brothers.
感谢主给我们这样的侍奉聚会。
Thank the Lord for giving us such a meeting.
我们今天有七位弟兄要来报告教会各方面的服事。
We will have seven brothers who will be sharing with us about different aspects of services in the church.
这是我们第一次使用主日的聚会啊，和弟兄姊妹们来交通，盼望我们一年能够有一次。
And this is the first time that we try to share with you on a Sunday morning, and we hope to do that annually.
但是借着这样的交通啊，使更多的弟兄姊妹能够进入侍奉，达到基督身体侍奉的目的。
So that through this kind of fellowship, we are able to enter into all kinds of services and bring the body of God to a fullness.
那今天呢，我们这个聚会啊，在内容上有两方面。
And there are two major contents to this meeting.
第一个呢是要介绍各种聚会和各种侍奉。
And we would like to introduce you all kinds of services and all kinds of meetings.
因为我们有很多新受浸的弟兄姊妹，还有从各地来到我们中间的新的弟兄姊妹们。
Because we have some newcomers who are just being baptized or coming from other places.
那么第二个内容呢，是我们要把侍奉介绍了以后呢，邀请弟兄姊妹们能够进入侍奉。
And secondly, we would like to invite you to join into some of those services.
所以我们就希望能达到两个目的。
These are the two purposes that we like to serve through this meeting.
让弟兄姊妹呢能够进入神家中各种的聚会，好叫我们能够得供应，能够蒙祝福。
That brothers and sisters can go into all kinds of meetings in the church to be supplied.
那么在侍奉上呢，我们进入以后能够得建立，被成全。
And also to enter into services so that we may be built up and edified.
今天在各位的手上主日程序单上有这个侍奉的志愿表，我希望大家等一下呢就拿出来用。
And therefore, in your program, there is a sheet that you can volunteer for different kinds of services.
当各组组长们在介绍的时候，请你把你希望服事的项目填上去。
And as our group leader comes up to share, you can fill out the items that the areas that you like to serve.
填上在那个大组里面的小组的名称。
And you can fill in the group name.
好，这个在各名称之后呢，可能还有一个不同的分类啊，譬如说主日学，那么你还有几年级的啊，是小小孩的，那么就把那个再写上去，在项目的地方。
And in each of those big groups, there are itemized services that you can fill in.
我现在请弟兄们帮我打第一张。
Let's look at the first PowerPoint.
我们整个教会的侍奉分成这六大组。
And there are six different kinds of groups of services.
有聚会组、财务组。
There's a meeting and finance.
有总务组、维修组。
General affairs and maintenance.
还有整洁组跟庭园组。
Cleaning and gardening.
请翻第二章。现在我就来介绍一下聚会组。
So, let me introduce to you, some of the things within the meeting group.
今天我们聚会组呢，希望能够达到三个目标。
And there's three goals we're trying to reach.
一个叫每一个聚会都充满了主的同在。
That each meeting will be filled with the presence of God.
第二，在各种聚会中都有丰富话语的供应。
And in throughout different meetings, we'll be able to supply it abundantly by the word of God.
无论是信息或是弟兄姊妹彼此的交通，我们都能够盼望有丰富的供应。
Whether it be through our mutual fellowship or messages, we'll be able to supply it abundantly.
第三个，希望能够在圣灵的带领中，我们每一个聚会都是一个活的敬拜。
That thirdly, by the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit, each meeting will be a lively one.
我们在鼓励弟兄姊妹们，无论参加哪一个聚会，我们都要预备好我们的灵。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, no matter which meeting you will join, prepare your spirit.
谢谢弟兄。好，那么先介绍一个这张图表呢，是全教会的聚会。
That in this PowerPoint you see it includes all the different kinds of meeting in the church.
我们希望我们所有蒙恩的得救的弟兄姊妹呢，这四个聚会呢，我们都能够参加。
We hope that all brothers and sisters will be able to join all these meetings.
波饼聚会我们上个主日交通过，非常宝贵，是我们聚会中最重要的聚会。
Breaking of bread being the most crucially important of all meetings, as we shared last Sunday.
好吗？另外是信息聚会，是我们的供应个非常重要的机会。
A message meeting, which is the great opportunity for us to be supplied.
那么在这个聚会中呢，我们有很多的弟兄姊妹在服侍，无论是领师或欢丽。
And in this meeting, there are brothers and sisters who serves, whether it be song leading or translation.
或是诗琴的、诗班的。
Or pianist or choir.
还有招待的、耳机翻译的。
Or usher or people who are doing the instantaneous translation.
兄弟们，如果你有负担在这些方面服事的话，麻烦你写一下。
If you have a burden in this area, please fill out that volunteer form.
祷告会是推动整个教会侍奉和聚会的一个原动力。
And prayer meeting is the motivation for all meetings.
我们有在会所的祷告会，还有东北区、东南区的祷告会。
We have prayer meeting in church, and also there's southeast group and northeast group.
还有我们每个月第三个 礼拜二是分区的祷告会。
And every third Tuesday of a month, we have a regional prayer meeting.
鼓励更多弟兄姊妹能够进入分区祷告会。
We encourage more brothers and sisters to come to the regional meeting.
还有我们有祷告网。
And also we have prayer net.
就是不用集中在一起，大家呢在家里接受这个 email 或者是传真，那我们就各自在家里同一个时间来祷告。
So instead of gathering together, we will pray according to what's emailed to us, and at the same time, we will pray together for the same matters.
目前凤姐怎么在服侍？如果你有有负担的话，你把它填上去。
And currently, Sister Julia is responsible for this. So if you have burden to share in the service, please fill in the form.
还有我们每周五的读经聚会。
We also have a Friday's Bible study.
好，请换下一张。这张图表呢是按照年龄和性别来分班的一个聚会。
And these are the meeting that's done according to age group.
英文组是林英福弟兄在那里负责。
And our brother Mac is responsible for the English group.
等一下请英福弟兄来交通英文组。
He will share with us later a little bit more about English group.
我们主日学有三位姊妹在负责。
And then there are three sisters responsible for the Sunday school.
这个组的服事非常的繁重，非常需要更多弟兄姊妹来投入，特别是弟兄们。
And this is the area where we need the most manpower, and we welcome especially brothers to join.
请你填的时候能够填上你喜欢的年龄的孩子。
And would you please fill in according to the age group that you have burden for?
看其服事这个儿童班的都得到很大的这个供应自己得到供应。
And whoever serves in the Sunday school will be greatly supplied yourself.
好，另外我们有年长聚会陆弟兄在负责。
We also have Brother Lu who's responsible for the seniors meeting.
姊妹聚会有三位姊妹负责。
And three sisters responsible for the sisters meeting.
我们请弟兄姊妹都来纪念这些不同的聚会。
And please remember all these meetings in your heart.
下一张。最后一张图表呢是为我们的福音朋友刚刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹还有已经蒙恩之后需要关怀照顾的弟兄姊妹。
And these are the meeting, these are the activities that we to serve those newly baptized or gospel friends or people who need support.
所以我们先看福音聚会哈，我们有每个月第一主日的全教会的福音聚会。
And every first Sunday we have gospel meeting in church.
还有东南区第三个礼拜六的福音聚会。
Every third Saturday we have gospel meeting in the southeast side.
大学区是第二第四个礼拜六的福音聚会。
And every second and fourth Saturday will be the gospel meeting at the U District.
我邀请我们的朋友们能够进入这些不同的福音聚会来蒙福蒙恩。
And so we invite all the friends to come to be blessed through these meetings.
我们希望有一个福音的小组，如果弟兄姊妹你有负担，一起来推动福音，一起来为这个祷告的话，请你写上去。
And we hope to gather a small group, a gospel small group. So those of you who have burden, please fill in that form.
另外有受浸的聚会。
And also we have baptism.
这里面包括很多很多的服事。
And there are so many different kinds of services needed for the baptism.
从预备受浸水到更衣室到受浸的衣袍。
From the changing rooms to the tub and all the garments.
还有照相、领诗、司浸。
And the photograph, the song leading, and to actually doing the baptism.
以及在那帮助要受浸的弟兄姊妹，还有我们接着的那个见证聚餐聚集，还有点心。
And those who serve those brand sisters who are about to baptize, and also doing the meal preparations.
弟兄姊妹有负担的，没请你写上去。
So please fill in according to your burden.
最后就是看望联络这是我们蒙恩以后，希望弟兄姊妹能够把各方面的需要都得到帮助得到关怀。
And we also have visitation and like to help and support those newly baptized brand sisters.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们有负担的话，也可以写上这个。
And if you have burden, please fill out accordingly.
看完这些不同的聚会之后。
And after seeing all these different kinds of meetings.
我们只是感觉到主是何等的丰富。
I just feel that how abundant is our Lord.
在神的家中是何等的蒙福。
And how blessed to be in the house of God.
那个叫最饥渴的心也可以得到饱足。
That the most hungry soul can be satisfied.
让怎么能我们一方面来进入聚会，我们在聚会中来侍奉他。
And brothers and sisters, on one hand we like to attend all the meetings, on the other hand we like to serve in those meetings.
请您弟兄。
跟大家交通一下英文组的聚会。
I'd like to share with you a little bit about English group meeting.
在这里大家可以看到有英文组呢，大概分成四个组。
And there's roughly about four different groups in the English group.
我想可能年纪稍微长一点的，对英文组的服事比较不太熟悉，所以我要今天要稍微多介绍一下。
Perhaps some elderly among us is not familiar with English group meeting, so today I'd like to share a little bit more with you on that.
在这个四个组的里面呢，第一个是大学跟就业组。
And the first group is the college and career group.
包括所有已经在上了大学，还有已经在做事的弟兄姊妹。
Including those brothers and sisters who are still in college or have graduated and serving in their careers.
因为可能很多人对这些主要负责的这些弟兄姊妹们不太熟悉，所以今天我要介绍他们。
And perhaps because some of us are not familiar with them, so I'd like to introduce them to you today.
在大学就业组里面，现在是季真，还有Mike， 还有星星。这三位弟兄在做主要的联络工作。请这三位站起来好吗？如果你们在这里
的话。The three responsible brothers in the college career group, Chi,
Chi 在后面哈 ，Mike 在站起来。
Is in the AV room, Mike.
星星可能不在。
And 星星。
星星也请站起来，大家认识一下，因为都是弟兄姐妹，特别年轻的，大家不太熟悉哈。好。那么我们也特别感谢主，过去很多年都是Joe Sun 在负责这个大学就业组。
We thank the Lord especially in the past years, Joe has been serving this area.
那么明年一月他们就要离开这里，要到旧金山去，所以我们在这里特别谢谢他，谢谢他跟我们的支持。
Coming January, they're going to move to San Francisco, so we want to especially thank them.
那么另外在这个华大的这个校园里面也有聚会。
And there's also a meeting on the UW campus.
这里面负责的主要是Stephanie 跟 Dennis.
And Stephanie and Dennis are the responsible one.
好，大家都认识一下。那么我稍微介绍一下他们的聚会。
And let me tell you a little bit more about their meeting.
除了礼拜天的话，大学就业组全部都是跟大人在这里聚会。
So for Sundays, they would join us in the worship hall.
另外礼拜六呢，他们每个月第三个礼拜六有一个聚会。
And they would have a meeting every third Saturday of a month.
好，这是大学就业组。
And that's the meeting for the college career group.
在大学华大的校园里的聚会呢，他们每个礼拜有两个早上有一起晨更。
And for the UW group, they get together about twice a week to have morning devotion.
然后每隔一个礼拜四晚上有一起的追求。
And every other Thursday, they will have gathering together to pursue the Lord.
我们感谢主，在华大的弟兄姐妹也越来越多。
And we thank the Lord for bringing more and more people to that UW group.
也有一些在那里做事的弟兄姐妹一起扶持这个聚会，我们的感谢主。
There's some in the career group who are also joining in that group to support them.
另外第二个组呢，就是英文的基要真理组。
And second group is the English Basic Truth.
那么这个组的服事主要真弟兄，还有 Mike， 还有这个 Charlie， 还有邝维刚弟兄，请你们站起来。Charlie 没在啊 ，Charlie 在这里，还有 Mike， 还有维刚弟兄，好，他们四位主要负责这个英文的基要真理组。
And they're the ones responsible for the basic truth.
啊，我们知道，很感谢主，带领有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹到这里的 Shoreline Community College 读书。
And we thank the Lord for bringing many young people to the Shoreline Community College to study.
因为他们比较在组里面比较。大部分是刚认识主的，所以我们特别有一个英文的基要真理组给他们。
And we have prepared this meeting because most of them are just newly believers.
在另外还有很多的家庭也把他们的关怀一同摆上，在这一个组里面服事。
And also many families have joined in this service.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么刚刚讲的这两个组呢，人数都是在。我想二十以上啊。
And for these two groups that we mentioned, the total people actually is about 20 each.
有的时候有到三十个人。
Sometimes it will reach as many as 30.
那么下面一个组是高中组。
And next group is the high school group.
那么今年开始呢，我们全部都是由年轻的弟兄姊妹们来服侍。
And this is the first year we start inviting young brother and sister to serve, younger brother and sister to serve in our group.
这里面有 Leanne, Abraham, Aaron, Gary 跟 Daniel。都请你们站起来。
The aforementioned are the responsible brothers and sisters for the high school group.
啊，弟兄姊妹看一下啊，这里还有 Daniel， 大家知道 ，Gary 在。
Gary and Daniel are upstairs.
好，请弟兄姊妹，我介绍他们的意思，希望大家有负担也为他们祷告。
The reason why I like to introduce them to you is so that you can have burden and pray for them.
那么高中组的聚会。礼拜天呢，他们是每一个月有两次，他们自己有聚会。
And twice every month they will have their meetings on Sunday, gathering by themselves.
明年开始，他们要内容是在讲纪要真理。
And next year they will start on the topic of a basic truth.
那么礼拜六是每个月的第二个礼拜六有一个聚，有一个他们自己的聚会。
And every second Saturday, they would gather together themselves, have a meeting.
另外就是初中组的聚会。
Lastly is the junior youth group.
有培元夫妇、Scott 跟 Linda 夫妇，还有 Joanna， 他们几位服侍这个组。
It is responsible brothers and sisters are Michael and Mayling and Scott and Linda and Joanna.
请他们都站起来，大家也
请一下。Would
you please stand? 好 ，Scott, Mayling 和
Joanna 在这边。Mayling and Joanna.
好，感谢主。那么他们大部分的聚会都是主日都是自己在楼上聚。
And most of the time they will have their meetings upstairs on Sundays.
有时候也邀请其他弟兄姊妹去讲。
And sometimes they will invite other people, brothers and sisters to be speakers.
他们礼拜六的聚会，他们也是在第二个礼拜六，每个月的第二个礼拜六。
And they also gather every second Saturday of the month.
初中组的人数越来也相当的多，也都在二十多个人。
And the junior youth start to have more and more people. Right now, it's about 20 some people.
高中组大概十多个人，十五个人左右。
And high school groups roughly about 15.
那么英文组呢？我们每个月有一次的侍奉聚会，在第二个主日聚完会以后。
And every Sunday, every second Sunday, we would gather during lunchtime and have a service meeting for the English group.
那么还有许多其他年轻的弟兄姐妹一同服侍。
We also have other young brothers and sisters who serve together.
那么我们礼拜五的读经聚会呢，整个刚刚讲的这几个组，除了基要真理之外呢，我们都是在读基督生平。
And apart from the basic truth group, the rest of the three will get together on Fridays and study about the life of Jesus.
那么现在也是。
And the basic truth is also joining and studying the life of Jesus.
那么我们每一次的聚会呢，都有一个纲要。
And for each meeting, we have a basic outline.
那么这些纲要呢，也都是由年轻弟兄姊妹自己预备的。
And all these outline and study guides also prepared by our young brothers and sisters.
我相信他们在预备的过程中，在这些服事中也学到很多。
And I believe that they learn much during this process of preparation.
那么有一些关于代祷的事情，希望弟兄姊妹能够在祷告中纪念的。
And there are a few things that we need your intercession.
我们想过去这一年来大家都看到很多年轻人进入服事。
And in recent years we see many young brothers and sisters entering into services.
翻译的有领诗的还有诗情的。
And there will be the pianist, there will be a song leader or the translator.
弟兄姊妹在祷告中也纪念这些年轻人。
So please remember those young people in your prayers.
特别在翻译的方面希望主让他们带领给他们有这样的更多的恩赐。
And we especially pray for them as they have been trained in the area of translation.
另外就是关于新的诗歌方面哈。
And also about the song, the new songs.
我们希望慢慢的能够把一些比较新的诗歌能够加进我们的 database 里面。
And we would like to include more of the new songs into our database.
所以最近弟兄姊妹有时候听到人家选诗歌选到1000多首哈，不知道哪里来的。
And recently some brothers would hear other people choosing songs that's in the thousands range, and I don't know where it come from.
好，我们慢慢会把诗歌加进去。
We will gradually add those songs in our song database.
这个方面呢，我非常需要有人能够出来更多的来能够摆上服事。
And this is the area that we need, really need people to help out.
因为我们是希望把这些新的诗歌，因为是从英文来的啊，我们希望把中文的翻译能够放上去。
And we would like to translate these songs, most of them being English, into Chinese.
所以希望你懂中文。需要有懂中文的弟兄姐妹能够来参与这个服事。
So those of us who understand Chinese as well, please come and join us.
刚刚提到的各个组呢，都有他们不同的需要。
And each group that we mentioned, have their own needs.
在初中组那边需要家长们能够更多的 support。
And the junior youth really needs the support of the parents.
那么在过去许多年呢，很多的父母都摆上很多的心力在参与这个服事。
In the past years, many parents have put in their efforts.
但是最近这些最近以来比较少，缺乏这方面的 support.
But recently, the support had decreased.
好，请弟兄姊妹特别纪念。
So we ask you to remember that in your prayer.
另外呢，在高中跟大学这边呢，我们明年开始有分小组的服事。
In addition, in the high school and the career group, we will have cell groups starting next year.
所以希望弟兄姊妹在纪念这方面新的服事。
We also ask you to remember those new areas of services.
好，我报告就在这里。
That concludes my sharing.
弟兄姊妹们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我很少站在这讲台上哈。
It's very rare for me to stand here at the pulpit.
而且弟兄更少听到我在讲话。
And many of you do not hear me talking much.
我在我今天特别的日子里。
But in this special day.
为了主者的所在哈。
Because of the call of my responsibility.
我虽然紧张，不过还是要站在这边跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Even though I'm very nervous, but I'm still here sharing with you.
希望我交通的能够讲得明白。
And I hope I can share with you very clearly.
那弟兄们也可以听得清楚。
That brothers and sisters will be able to understand it.
因为我知道在财务上有报表贴在外边。
I know that in the area of finance, there is a budget sheet, a report out posted.
我据我看哈，可能一半的人都没去看。
And according to my observation, more than half of us do not pay attention to it.
那去看的人哈，一半的人都看不懂。
And half of those who go to see it, half of them just don't understand what it's all about.
所以我想还是跟弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
So I think it's important, it's needed that I share with you.
先讲一讲我们教会的有多少财产。
And first, let me tell you the asset of our church.
因为我们知道我们的钱财在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
Because we know that where our wealth are, there our hearts will be also.
不过好像弟兄姊妹们都蛮有恩典的哈。
But it seems like most of us are very gracious.
好像不大 care 我们的钱财在哪里。
It seems like you don't care where our money is.
我们除了教会这个会所跟金台住的那个房子以外。
Apart from this physical building, the sanctuary and the house where Brother John is living in right now.
我们还有一个房子在 North Seattle.
We have another house in North Seattle.
那是招待所。
That is to receive other brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 有一些弟兄姊妹住在里边。
And there are some brothers and sisters who are living in there right now.
有 有要是有远地来的弟兄姊妹，我们当招待用。
And we also receive brothers and sisters who comes from afar.
OK， 我们先来看一下人数方面的安排哈。
And let's see the areas of services.
然后等一下再讲到那个财务方面的应用。
And then we'll tell you some of the how we utilize all these finances and resources.
我不晓得要不要叫所有弟兄姊妹再站起来介绍一下。
I don't know if I should ask those brothers to stand up.
我想可能不必，因为时间也不太够哈。
Maybe not due to the constraint of time.
现在这些弟兄姊妹都是参与在这个财务组的侍奉上。
And those brothers and sisters you see here are all part of that finance group.
在这第一章就开奉献箱，主要是杰敏跟世伯弟兄。
And it's James and 世伯 primarily responsible for opening the offering boxes.
那有时候他们要是有人出差或是不能来，就他们另外再找人代替。
And if they are out due to businesses, then they will need to find someone to replace them temporarily.
那第二个就是开支票是港雄弟兄。
And as Brother Con Yu is one who's responsible to write the checks.
那在 bookkeeping 方面，主要一般做这个报表，主要都是怡金红辉姊妹。
And the one doing the bookkeeping is Helen Yu.
像今天所有这些报表都是黑人在帮我们做的。
And all these letters that you see today are done by Helen.
那有西安特会是建成弟兄在负责。
And WCCC would be responsible by Joe Liu.
大学区的福音工作是庆林姊妹。
And Qingling is responsible for the U District.
图书馆是金敏姊妹。
And Rebecca, a library.
招待所是雅逸姊妹。
And Ya Yi is responsible for the guest house.
在下面一张。那报税收据我想可能下个月或下个月建成会弄那个报税收据给弟兄。
And the tax receipts are prepared by Joe Liu.
那最后一项就是财务决策。
And as far as the financial decision is concerned,
一般就是英湖小沈还有我们三个人在决定这些财务的使用。
And in general, it's Mac, Brother Shane, and I myself.
因为现在财务上方面比较稳定。
And because we have steady income,
所以平常就我决定。
So normally I would be the one who decide.
遇到有比较有一些困难，然后难以决定的，我就跟小沈或英武在交通。
Because it mostly is a fixed expenditure, therefore I would make the decision. But if something else, then we would get together and share.
以上是这些人事的安排。
And these are the and people and the different kinds of services.
那再下来我们就讲到 number 数目。
And here we see the actual balance sheet.
我想可能大家也都看得眼花缭乱哈。
Maybe it's kind of hard to understand.
不过我先概括讲一下，我们今年到11月份的总收入。
Let me tell you, as at the end of November, our end balances.
因为没有打出来，所以我就把它综合一下。
And it is not on this PowerPoint.
到十一月份我们收入是332,000块。
And it's about $332,000 by the end of November.
平均一个月差不多30,000块。
So roughly, monthly income is about $30,000.
那这些收入是包括弟兄姊妹有专项奉献跟一般奉献。
And these income includes the designated offering and the general offering.
专项奉献就是打在这边上面的各种专项。
And the designated offering you will see as posted on this PowerPoint.
那一般 一般奉献，就是说弟兄姊妹开到教会没有特别指定要给哪一个专项，我们就放在一般。
And everything else will go to the general fund.
那一般等一下开销我会跟弟兄姊妹报告一下。
And I will share with you some of the expenses.
那一般的收入是195,411块。
And the general fund is about 190,000.
一个月差不多平均17,700.
And so monthly it's about 17,700.
那我们的支出呢？一般支出是总共是181,000.
And the general expenditure is about 180,100.
一个月差不多16,000。
So monthly expenses about 16,000.
所以我们一个月还有结余差不多1,200块。
So roughly monthly we have a balance of 1,200.
那在我先交通一下，就是说因为奉献方面，弟兄姊妹们也都考虑到这个底跟税务的问题。
And I'd like to share a little bit with you about offering because that concerns a tax.
只要你奉献在专项或是一般里边都是可以抵税。
No matter whether you're offering in for the designated fund or the general fund, you can receive a tax receipt.
但是要是你指定给个人的话。
But if it's designated to an individual,
在税法上这些都不能抵税。
Then it would not be, you cannot be,tax deductible.
那我所以这个第一条上面是指定奉献，这方面是不能抵税的哈。
So the assigned or designated offering is not tax deductible.
所以你奉献进来，我们可以帮你转交给个人。
But still, you can offer into the church, and then we can give it to your designated individual.
那这边有几项比较需要。交通的就是像肢体颁布。
In the area of supporting the saints,
这个就是说弟兄姊妹对知道一些弟兄姊妹们有一个特别的需要，奉献的专项。
And that is a fund that's established for brothers and sisters who are in need.
如果你知道有弟兄姊妹财务上、经济上有一些需要的话，你可以可以指定，或是说你可以建议。
And if you know of certain brothers and sisters who are having financial need, then you can designate your offering, or you can suggest and bring that to the church's attention.
不过指定是不能抵税哈。
But knowing that designated offering would not be tax deductible.
建议的话，请你不要写在支票上，你写在信封上。
And if you are recommending us to offer for certain brothers and sisters, please note that on the envelope, not on the memo line in your check.
最好写一个说明哈。
And perhaps add some explanation of what you know.
那有财务的弟兄们在决定是不是该这样使用。
And then the decision-making brothers will decide whether that fund should be allocated in that way.
有一点我要提醒的就是说，我们不能照单全收哈。
And one thing I'd like to remind you is that we cannot do everything according to what's being suggested.
因为这是税法的问题。
And because that has to do with the tax law.
不过我们尽量能够依照弟兄姊妹的爱心。
But we will try to do as best as we can according to the love and brothers and sisters.
那再来只要。弟兄姊妹可能比较关心的就是拆船。
And I think some of us are very concerned about this missionary fund.
拆船的 income 方面就是弟兄姊妹的负担。
And it would be offered according to your burden in this area.
还有我们固定从一般的收入每个月提出 5%。
And also we have a fixed allocation. We take 5% of the general fund into that missionary fund monthly.
然后我们就有一些 比较固定一点的 support.
And then we have a fixed support, a fixed amount of support.
啊，像啊美安姊妹啊 Andy 高。
美安。Who? 美安 and Andy.
然后机构方面，这是个人方面，就是我们教会啊 support 的人。那机构方面，像中信海外校园、远东广播、机电会。
And so these are the two individuals that we support. We also support organizations such as the Chinese Missionary Evangel 中信 or the Gideon Institution.
这些我们 support 对象，我们都会把一年都会把它贴到。布告栏来。
And the details will be listed on that sheet that's posted outside.
那再来就是这个赈灾的专款。
And the disaster relief.
有一点我要交通的就是说有一些弟兄姊妹有特别的负担。
And some brothers and sisters may have special burden for disaster relief.
不过因为有时候太详细了他像说巴基斯坦的地震海啸或是 Katrina 水灾很多很多单项的我们不能一一的照这样做
but some would list down in very detail such as where the fund they wanted to go to the Katrina or the Wilma or the earthquake
所以我们就把它归类一整个一个基金
so instead of all these detailed itemized thing we gather them together and group them into the disaster relief fund
然后我们统筹再把它分配到各个需要的地方
and then we will make a decision how we want to allocate all these fund
那其他有一些各组初中大学高中这边都有他们的专项
and also we have a special fund for different English groups such as the junior youth and the high schoolers
再来 下一页这边比较需要交通的就是这个预备金
and here on this balance sheet what we need to share the most is about the
对
the reserve
预备金就是说我们一般奉献的收入跟支出扣掉的钱我们就把它reserve 出来
What the reserve fund is that you take the difference of the income and the expenditures and put it into that particular fund as reserve
所以目前我们的 reserve 还有差不多79,000块
So currently we have $79,043
那在教会 这方面我们 总金额目前是有334,534块
And the current balance at church as whole is $334,534
这是大致上我们教会的财务状况
This is our rough financial situations for the church
那另外有几个 account
And we also have several different accounts
这个不在我的手中
And that's not in my hand
像图书馆
And for example library
图书馆我们目前还有4,816块
And we have about $4,800
大学区还有差不多7,900多块
And for the youth district we still have some $7,900
招待所我们还有13,000块
And for the guest house, roughly we have
$13,000.
That's our rough financial situation.
如果弟兄姊妹们有一些问题,
And if you have some questions,
会后你有机会的话可以跟我交通。
You can come and share with me and talk to me.
对不起，我超过时间了。好，谢谢。
Thank you.
我们非常感谢主哈，这个总务组呢，很多弟兄姐妹呢已经服侍好多年。
We really thank the Lord for those brothers and sisters who are serving in the General Affairs Group and who's been serving for many years.
那我今天呢就把这个总务组稍微介绍一下。
I'd like to share briefly with you about this group.
那我们希望呢，因为有一些组呢，我们还是需要弟兄姐妹参入这些服事。
Because some of these subgroups, we still need more manpower.
这个总务组呢，包括很多的小组哈。
And there's many different subgroups in this general affair group.
那我现在就把这些小组呢稍微介绍一下。
Let me tell you a little bit more in detail.
Okay, 我们从这个磁带组开始哈。
We start from the tapes and CDs.
我们所有的、
Sorry, audio recording.
所有的主日的信息。
And all the Sunday messages.
还有特会。
And or special meetings.
有一些这个，有一些查经呢。
Or some Bible studies.
对，可以。对。查经聚会呢，我们都有录下来。
And all these aforementioned meetings, we all have CDs or recording for.
我们有录音带、CD 还有这个 MP3.
We have it in the form of cassette tapes or CDs or MP3.
那这些呢，弟兄姐妹呢，都可以借，也可以买。
And you can either borrow it or you can buy it.
如果你买的话呢，一个是一块钱。
And the purchase price is at $1 each.
视听电脑组。
For the computer AV and computer group.
我们是包括所有的电脑系统。
And includes all the computer system.
所有的这个视听设备，还有Cat5 wiring, networking, website, 还有 overhead projector.这些都是视听电脑组的服事。
Including all the website management, the audio visual systems, and the overhead projectors, all these belong to the AV and computer group.
下一个是文书组。
Next is the literature group.
文书组有包括程序单、通讯录，还有很多文字的工作。
And includes the church directory, the bulletins, and the Sunday programs that you see.
这个包括撰写、打字、翻译、校稿、影印，还有折叠。
And includes all the write up, the revisions, edition, editing, and printing.
这一组呢，我们现在有需要弟兄姐妹愿意参加这一组的服事的话呢。请你在那个单子上写下来。
And this is a group that we need more people to serve in. If you have burden, please write on your volunteer sheet.
那这个服事呢，通常大概是目前呢是三个月到四个月一次。
And roughly, you would be serving once every 3 to 4 months.
下一组是图书组哈。
Next is the library group.
我们在这个楼上呢，可能弟兄姐妹有些还不知道，我们在楼上呢有一个图书馆。
Perhaps some of you still don't know we have a library upstairs.
那这边的图书馆呢，有很多属灵书籍。
And there's many spiritual books in that library.
你可以到上面去看一下，你可以借，你也可以买。如果那边有书我们没有的话呢，如果弟兄姐妹觉得这个书是我们应该有的话呢，我们还是可以买。
And you can borrow those books or purchase those books, or you can recommend the library to have certain books.
那图书组呢，现在也是有更多的这个弟兄姐妹的服事。
And we still need more people to serve in this area.
那这个就是那个聚完会之后呢，要上去在图书馆在那边服事这个这个图书要买书的，或者是要买圣经的这些弟兄姐妹。
And such service will take place after our Sunday meeting upstairs in the library for especially for brothers and sisters who wish to purchase Bibles.
那下一组呢是交通组。
And next will be a transportation group.
这个呢就是我们这个教会呢有两个 full size van.
We have a full-size van that belongs to the church.
我们这个是用来接送弟兄姐妹没有交通的。
And we used to transport brothers and sisters who did not have their own transportation.
那另外包括这个交通车的保养跟维修。
This also includes the van maintenance and repair.
这个呢，我们也需要更多的 driver.
We also need more drivers in this area.
那目前呢，可能就是一个月一次。
And roughly, you would be doing that once every month.
那人多的话，可能每六个礼拜一次。
And if we have more people, perhaps once every 6 weeks.
那这个就是你早上呢，早到一个钟头。
And that is, if you serve in this area, you need to arrive about an hour earlier on Sunday.
饭食组呢有这个大人饭食跟儿童饭食。
And for the food services, it has the adults' meals and the children's meals.
这个呢是包括餐厅的服饰。
That includes a service in the cafeteria.
大人的服饰呢，在这个午餐之前呢，我们要把桌子准备一下，然后饭后呢，我们要把厨房这个餐厅呢整理一下。
And people who serve in this area need to do the food preparation prior to our lunch and do the cleanup afterwards.
早上呢，我们现在以前呢，我们郑弟兄郑大哥在的时候呢，他是早上一大早来呢，就帮我们煮饭。
And when our brother Chang was still with us, he used to come early and do the cook the rice.
这个郑大哥离开这里之后呢，我们目前呢有缺人。
And after he left, we still need someone to serve in this area.
So, 如果弟兄姐妹啊，你愿意礼拜天差不多早到一个钟头，就差不多九点钟了，能够早到在这里煮饭。
And if brothers and sisters, you're willing to come an hour earlier on Sunday and help us to cook some rice?
这个是人多人越多越好哈。
And we need more people, the more the better.
采购组呢，就是我们所有的用品。除了设备之外呢，我们所有的用品呢都是采购组在负责。
And the purchasing group is responsible for every purchases in the church except the equipment.
结婚这个丧礼呢，我想我就不需要介绍了哈。
And I don't need to talk to you more about the wedding and memorial services.
秘书组呢，就是我们这个教会收到所有的文件、所有的信件呢，这个有一位姊妹呢，在分发。
And Helen is responsible in the area of secretarial. Every letter that she receives, she needs to sort through them and give it to where it's supposed to go.
医务组就是我们有聚会的时候，弟兄姐妹有身体不舒服我们在中间呢，我们感谢主哈，有做这个医生的，有做这个 pharmacist 的，有做 nurse 的都很多哈。所以如果你在聚会的时候身体有点不舒服的话呢我们可以服侍你。
The medical services is created for brothers and sisters need medical needs during the meeting and thank the Lord for bringing all doctors and nurses and pharmacists among us.
最后一个组呢是活动组。
And lastly is the recreation group.
这个是因为我们教会呢每年夏天有一次郊游。
And because we have our annual picnic,
我记得今年呢，我们的郊游呢，中间的活动特别多。
And it seems like we have a lot of activities in between.
所以呢，我们每年这个郊游的时候呢，我们有些弟兄姐妹啊，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹呢，他们可以 organize 一些活动。
So during all these church outings, we have a young brother and sister to organize all kinds of activities for us.
好，那最后呢，我们就是再说一次，我们文书组、图书组、还有交通组、饭食组呢，我们需要更多的弟兄姐妹呢来参入这个服事。
So lastly, let me remind you that the literature group, the library, the transportation, and the food service group, we really need more people to come and serve.
等一下放那个图片，我有一些话先跟弟兄们交通一下。接下来就是这个会所管理维修组。
And I'm about to share with you about the church maintenance. But prior to the PowerPoint, I'd like to share something with brothers and sisters.
维修组我们一共有分成12个 team.
And we have 12 teams within this maintenance group.
然后这个12个组可能性就 覆盖整个教会的这些维修方面的服事。
And these 12 teams basically take care of all the maintenance and repairs and the needs of the church.
我们在这里很感谢主，弟兄们都很尽心尽意的服事在这个侍奉上。
And we really thank the Lord for those brothers who are faithfully and diligently serving in this area.
我们也真是请求更希望有更多的弟兄姐妹在加入这个服事。
And we really need to ask more brothers and sisters to join this service.
我想也收到这个所谓的这个自愿的侍奉单子，如果说弟兄姐妹愿意的话，就跟着自己的这个情况，我们请你们签名，我们交上来。
And if you're willing, please fill it out according to what your burden is on the volunteer form.
我们在看这个图片之前，我想有三点，我想跟弟兄们交通一下。第一个就是，也是在这个维修组方面的啊。
And there are three things I'd like to share with brothers and sisters prior to looking at the PowerPoint together.
维修组在这个维修方面，就是会遇到很多的，就是说这些东西损坏啊，或是什么东西是需要修理啊。
And those who are serving in this area of maintenance and repair, oftentimes they encounter things being broken and things need to be repaired.
我想希望弟兄姐妹如果看到以后看到这个情况的话，就是有一个报告的这个就是这个程序，就是说你看到什么地方了，坏掉了需要修理的，请报告。
And like brother and sister to follow certain kind of process. If you see things that need to be repaired, you need to go through that process and let us know.
或许就是填这个维修单，我们在这个 hallway 的这个布告栏上和二楼的那个 lobby 的布告栏上都有那个维修单。
There's a form for request for maintenance and repair both on the downstairs and upstairs bulletin.
好，这是第一点。第二点就是说我特意带了一个这个窗帘的这个叶片。
And secondly, I specially brought this blinds.
我在一个教室里面就发现有三张这个叶片就掉下来，
就
断掉了。
I discovered three of those broken ones in just one classroom.
所以我就是想，弟兄姐妹，如果你们在开关这个窗帘的时候啊，如果遇到像这个叶片好不是很整，没有整齐，或者是斜着，或者是怎么样，或者你在开的时候遇到阻力的话，你千万不要再去硬拉了，这样硬拉的话这一片叶片就掉下来。
And this is caused by brutal force. So when you try to open the blinds, please be gentle. If you encounter resistance or it's not lined up uniformly, please arrange it first before you try to open it.
或许就是说如果你觉得这个不用去开关的话，就留着让那个开关门的弟兄姐妹或者是门窗子的弟兄姐妹来解决。
Or you can leave it for those responsible brothers and sisters who are responsible to close or open that door or room.
第三点就是说，我们今天在这个会所管理书管理这个修理组上面所要讲的一些事情，这是一个提醒。
And thirdly, what we'd like to share with you today in the area of maintenance and repair, it only serves as reminders.
教会是神的家。
That the church is the house of God.
更是恩典的家。
And it's the house of grace.
所以我们在这里提这些事情只是一个提醒，并没有半点的责备和弟兄姐妹。
So what we're sharing right now is only serves as a reminder and not in any way trying to scold you.
如果是这个使用教会使用在正常使用的时候损坏，那是一个很正常的事件。
And if it's only proper wear and tear, then that's okay.
但是我们尽量不要去有一些人为的损坏。
And let's but try to limit those damages that's caused by manually.
我们请弟兄们打开这个图片。那如果说在平时的聚会当中我们看到有一些什么东西损坏或者是什么东西需要更修理的话，报告谁呢？就是说你看到我的话你可以跟我报告，然后呢我们有12个 team， 这些 team 里面呢有弟兄姐妹都在那里服侍这些事情。所以我想在这个方面我还是需要让弟兄们能够，如果说你们在这里的话还是站起来比较好一点，让弟兄姐妹知道就是这个组你在哪一个地方服侍。另外这个地方呢我也要解释一下，所以我们这个里面组里面第12个组。
And I'd like to introduce to you those responsible brothers in this area so that when you see any damages or need, things need to repair, you can come to report to us.
第一个就是水。
And for water usage,
这个组由Scott 负责。
And it's Scott and Linda.
然后 Scott.
Scott.
Yeah.
Only.
然后有子平跟赵孝弟兄。
And then Zi Ping and Sean.
我们能不能请三位弟兄站起来一下，好吧？
Can we ask you to stand? Scott.
Scott and 子平，杨子平和赵潇，啊，他们不在。Anyway, 如果弟兄姐妹看到有这些方面有什么需要修理或者是需要更换的话，请你跟他们讲也可以，跟我讲也可以。
So if you see damage or need things need repaired in this area, you can come to talk to them or me.
第二个组就是说，这个在后面的 program 跟那个篱笆跟那个拉，就是说我们那个垃圾。堆垃圾的地方，这里我要解释一下。
And second group will be the playground, the fence, and the dumpster.
这个垃圾场的话呢，因为我每次的垃圾啊，都是堆满，而且都不是超货的。
And because every time we will have so much more garbage than what the dumpster can contain.
所以我们要多配很多的钱。
And so we need to pay much more because of that.
那这个主要的工作就是说，如果说弟兄姐妹，也不是说他们负责可以做，如果弟兄姐妹看到。或者你们有这个时间去做的话也可以一同来服侍这个事情就是说往往堆起来很多吗但是这里面没有满如果说你们那个人站上去以后踩一下的话那个一半可以踩下去、yeah.
And even though it seems overflowing but their areas is still within a dumpster that, so if you can volunteer to stand just go into the dumpster kind of jump on it and pack it
我有一个礼拜天早上稍微来早了一点有一点服侍我早了一点我就到那里一踩真的一半踩下去、yeah.
And I tried that one Sunday and then it actually decreased the volume to half
这个组有沈明月跟那个Scott 跟那个季珍在一起服侍
And then Michael, Scott and Joshua are responsible for this group
弟兄们在吗啊，那小子好，谢谢啊。好，下面一个组就是电。
And next is the electrical.
我们有潘正仁弟兄在负责。
We have Michael Pan.
然后有赤辉和戴振宇在配搭。
Joseph and Tony.
他们在楼上。
They're upstairs.
OK， 好，弟兄，请下一个档。下一张，下一个图片。好，这里是空调系统，空调系统接和电梯，景欢在吗？景欢弟兄在吗？哦，他今天
King Fu,
他出去了 ，Yeah。
Okay, King Fu is out today.
对他跟我讲，我忘记了，他出去了 ，Yeah。然后还有配搭的就是刘军跟肖沈在负责。
Jin Liu and Michael Shane。
刘军在吗？这刘军弟兄啊
，Yeah。
这个问题就是说，我们现在正在跟这个公司联络，因为我们的这个空调系统确实有点毛病。有的房间热的好热，有的房间一点暖气都没有，所以我们也请弟兄姐妹为着这个事情，我们摆上祷告，在求主让我们能够跟这个公司啊有一个很好的协商的解决。
So we ask you to pray for the AC and the heater system. We're contacting the company who can come and fix it. And right now it's not uniform distributed among all the rooms.
好，下面一个是电器。
And then appliances.
电器有我们的沈静武在负责。
It's Jim Shane. 静
武在吗？看见沈静武弟兄，还另外还有恩明在一同配搭。
And then John Wu.
感谢主，这个服饰也蛮持重的，所有电器的东西了，饭锅啊，那个吸尘器啊，所有的东西都是他在修理啊。
This is also area of heavy service because they need to fix things like a vacuum or the rice cooker.
好，底下一个就是门窗和家具。
And then the doors, windows, and furnitures.
有陈浩弟兄在带领这个组。
It's Hao Cheng.
好，陈浩弟兄啊，然后有立新、恩宗跟徐玉在配搭。
And Li Xing, Mark, and Tony are also in this group.
好，下一张。然后这个下一张的话是墙壁油漆的油漆组了。
We have
有肖建国弟兄在负责。
Painting, that's Jay Shell.
看到他来了吗？Yeah. 好，好出去了。然后这一组有杰明和张学斌弟兄在配搭。
And James and Shebin also collaborating in this area.
杰明在吗？哎，在组了学。学兵啊，学兵了，在。
That's 学兵。
好，下面一组，下面一组是屋顶。
And the roof.
我们有周元辉弟兄在负责带领这组。
Fred.
Yeah, Fred 在那里。然后这一组的话，有黄伟弟兄在跟他配搭。
And the Wei Huang.
黄伟来了吗？那下面一组是喷水系统。
And then a sprinkler system.
Yeah, 喷水系统就有佩利在，佩利弟兄在负责。然后有维宗跟佩达。
That's Billy.
那个财产管理，我这里说明一下啊。
And the asset management, I need to explain a little bit on this.
我们在这个 tape room 有了一个试点，就是说我们想把所有的财产都贴上标签，然后再编上编号。这样的话，就是有利于我们知道这个东西在哪里，并且在是哪一个地方在使用。也便于我们今后的管理。
Yeah.
我本来是想我是说我带领这个组的，我想我应该把这个事情把这个责任有点分担给庆林弟兄啊，庆林弟兄，你能不能把这个担子挑起来？啊。
And I originally are responsible for the asset management. What it means is by labeling and numbering each assets and equipment that we have, so it's easier to manage it, knowing the whereabouts.
好，下一张。那个就是我们在聚会时间的 开门和关门由 Tim 王在负责。
And the locking and unlocking doors is Tim who's responsible.
然后有我们的 Dennis 跟他在配搭。
And Dennis is collaborating with him.
感谢主啊！好，最后一个就是安全保全系统。
And then the security system.
Yeah, 那我们有郑弟兄在负责这个事情。
That's about Brother Tang.
最近我们这个情况很好啊，就是说没有什么发生。有警察来的这个情况，也没被罚钱了。
And lately we're doing pretty well.
我这里也提醒一下，就是如果弟兄姐妹，如果说你万一就是说不知道这个教会的那个密码，如果一时开了门的话，你要赶紧报告。比如上次有一次就是说，他拿了进来以后，然后警报都响了以后，他先当着没有事情这样出去了。所以也没报告，也没什么，所以警察后来就来了。如果说你开了门，你不知道密码，你开了门以后警报响的话，你要让，最至少就是郑弟兄在很近嘛，你要让他们知道一下，就是说我不小心把这个门打开，然后警报响了，那我们打电话过去的话，就不会有其他的事情在，警察就不会过来了，好吧？
So if you open or unlocking the doors without knowing the code, then you trigger the alarms, or it doesn't work, then you have to let Brother Tang know as soon as possible so we do not cause any other disturbance and the attention of the police. If they ask you, we can announce that.
Lord Jesus.
Okay, the code is Lord Jesus.
好，感谢主，就是我们在这里再一次感谢弟兄们在维修组摆上的尽心尽力的服侍。
We thank you all brothers who are for your faithful and diligent service in the maintenance and the repair area.
我们也希望有更多的弟兄姐妹进入这个服侍。
We also invite more brothers and sisters to enter into this service.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我们感谢主啊，让很多的弟兄姐妹们在整洁主有服事。
We thank the Lord for bringing brothers and sisters to serve in the area of cleaning.
我们相信神看重我们在这些小事上的忠心。
I believe the Lord pay attention to those the faithfulness we have in these small matters.
在整洁主的服事上，我们有两个目的。
And there are two purposes for the cleaning group.
一个是呢，让我们有一个美好清洁的聚会环境。
One is to create a beautiful, a clean environment for us together.
另外一个呢，就是让弟兄姐妹们能够在这些服事上投入，建立身体。
And also for those people who are serving this area to be edified, to edify the body of Christ.
这部分的服事主要是分成两个大的部分。
And this area has two major areas in this group.
第一部分呢，是由我们弟兄姐妹们自己来服事的项目。
The first area is served by our own brothers and sisters.And there's a vacuuming group.
现在是由呢银辉弟兄来带领这个小组。
And our brother David Lee is leading in this area.
过去的一年里边，钟礼弟兄呢一直在这个组服侍，我们非常感谢他。
And we thank our brother who's been serving the past year.
这个小组按照区域呢又分成四个小组。
That there's also four subgroups in this area.
有初中组，有那个培元和 Scott 弟兄带领初中组的年轻弟兄姐妹负责他们的教室。
And Scott and Michael is leading the young brother JY groups to clean their own room.
大学组和就业组呢，由银辅弟兄建华姊妹他们带领负责三个区域，有高中、大学和二楼的大厅。
And Tina and Mac is leading the college group to clean up the three rooms upstairs, including the hallway.
楼上其他的各个教室和会议室、英文教室和那个图书馆。
And the upstairs K through all the five great classrooms and conference rooms and libraries.
是由另外一组弟兄们弟兄姐妹们来服侍，大概有五六位弟兄姐妹。
Is is served by other group.
楼下的各个教室、祷告室和这边的更衣室呢，是由另外一组的弟兄姐妹们来服侍。
And yet another group is responsible for the downstairs classrooms and prayer rooms and the changing rooms.
这些服侍都是每周一次的聚会之后。就开始做啊。
And all these services are weekly after our weekly meetings.
那这个第三组和第四组呢，是大概有五六个弟兄来服侍，所以每五六周能够轮到一次。
And the group three and four roughly have five to six brothers and sisters, so they are rotating every five and six weeks.
我们在这方面还需要更多的弟兄姐妹们来参与。
But we still need more brothers and sisters to join.
那请换下一张。下一张呢，我们看见是洗地毯。
And you see carpet cleaning here.
这个组我们每个月有一次的服侍。
And it's a monthly service.
但是呢，也有不固定时间的服侍。
It also have sporadic needs at times.
就是说，如果弟兄姐妹们的孩子把菜撒在地上啊，或者是果汁撒在地上，可以临时跟我们联系，当时就可以清洗。
And so, if your children spill a juice or some dish on the floor, please contact us so we can clean up right afterwards.
这个组由赵龙弟兄来服侍。
And this is led by 赵龙。
我们还需要呢一些年轻的弟兄们来参与这个组的服事。
And we need more young brothers and sisters to join this area.
因为这个机器比较重，所以我们只需要弟兄们来服事。
And because this is heavy equipment, therefore we only invite the brothers to join.
上一个组那个吸地的组呢，弟兄姊妹们都可以参与的。
But the vacuuming group, each one of us are able to join.
那还有一个组就是倒垃圾、倒垃圾这个组。
And the garbage group.
由银辉弟兄来带领这个组。
And that's led by Brother David Lee.
每个主日吃完午饭之后，把这些垃圾从这个厨房倒到那个垃圾场。
And it's to clean out all the garbage from the cafeteria to the dumpster.
我们还是也需要更多的弟兄们来参与这个组的服事。
We need more brothers in this area.
另外一个组就是在室外的人行道上面吹这些树叶，会吹尘的。
And the outdoors and sidewalks.
在过去一年里边，是钟礼弟兄来负责这个组。在过去的时间里，钟礼弟兄来负责这个组。
Brother Zhongling is the one who is responsible for the past year.
今年呢是由立新弟兄来接这个服事。
And this year would be Li Xin, Brother Li Xin.
那这个服事是两周一次。
And this is a bi-weekly service.
我们在这方面也特别需要有年轻的弟兄们来参与服事。
And we especially need young brothers to join in this area.
如果有很多人，就是大家可以比较长时间轮到一次。
And if we have more people, then you would, we would rotate a longer period of time.
那第五组呢，是在我们现在这个聚会大厅里边的整洁。
And group five is responsible for the clean orderliness of the sanctuary.
丹峰姊妹一直在带领很多弟兄姐妹们在这方面有非常尽心的服事。
And Sister Danfeng has been faithfully leading brothers and sisters to serve in this area.
你们看那个今天我们坐这个座位啊，这些椅子之间的距离都是用尺量过的。
And if you see those, the distance between all these chairs you're sitting on, it is remeasured actually.
所以看非常整齐，我们这个座位。
So you can see it's very orderly.
还有很多那个在 Shaolin Community College 学习的年轻的弟兄们弟兄姐妹们，他们也在结束会议结束之后呢，在整理这个会所这个大厅。
And there are also young brothers and sisters who are studying in the Shoreline Community College. They're joining this group to serve after meeting.
如果你有的东西和圣经啊、诗歌本落在这个聚会厅呢，他们会把它负责放到后边或者是那个服务台上。
And those who have forgotten to bring back their Bibles or books, they would bring those to that the table outside the hallway.
如果有丢掉的东西，可以到后边去找。
So you can find those in the lost and found area.
那在排椅子这方面呢，还需要另外一些的弟兄姐妹们来参与服事。
And we still need more brothers and sisters to join this area.
这个是每两周做一次，如果有更多的弟兄姐妹们，就可以长时间的轮流啊。
This is a bi-weekly service.
那丹峰姊妹跟我讲呢，是需要稍微年轻一点的弟兄姊妹可以弯腰在地下做这件事情。
And Brother Danfeng, Sister Danfeng told me that we need more younger brothers and sisters.
第六组呢是楼上的二楼的会议室和大厅里边的整洁。
Group six is for the conference room and the open area upstairs.
是由 Mary Ko 姊妹来带领这个小组。
That's led by Mary Ko.
还有就是我们每年有的呢两次的大的全会所的整洁。
Also our spring and fall cleaning.
就是春天和秋天两次。
So it's twice annually.
请换下一张。那下一张呢就是由专门人员来负责的一些整洁。
Next group is served by professional services.
包括我们这个大厅和整个这个公共区域的吸尘。
That include the entire sanctuary and dining room, the vacuuming.
还有这个各个厕所里边的打扫。
All the restrooms.
还有这个地毯是他们每年的洗，整个地毯洗两次。
And twice a year we do the carpet cleaning.
好，那我们这个组就报告到这里边，希望呢能够有更多的弟兄姐妹们能参与这个组的服事。
That concludes my sharing and invite more brothers and sisters to join this area.
谢谢。
Thank you.
这个庭院组是唯一没有表格的。
And a gardening group is the only one who doesn't have any PowerPoint.
Yeah, 就是希望弟兄姊妹来参与就是了哈。
We just invite brothers and sisters to come.
那在庭院组其实是 Fred 弟兄他负很多的责任。
Brother Fred is actually bear a lot of responsibility in the area of gardening.
要是弟兄姊妹们对我们的庭院有意见的话，请跟他或者是跟我。我们来交通看怎么样来服侍让我们的庭院更美化。
If you have any suggestion for a garden, then please share with Fred or come to me and see how we can beautify this place.
Okay, 这个刚才的弟兄他希望我把他再说详细一点，就是当警铃响的以后，你要是进来发现警铃响了，请不要跑啊，请不到楼上去站在电话机旁边等电话。不要跑。
Okay.Okay, if you trigger the alarm by opening the door, then don't run away. Just go upstairs, wait by the phone.
保全公司一分钟之内会打电话来。
And the security company will call you within a minute.
他会问你 code 是什么。
He will ask you what is your code.
Okay, 弟兄姊妹刚才听到了 code 是什么。
What was the code?
Okay, 大家都知道了啊。So、你跟他讲 code 的话，他就不会打电话叫警察来。
And if you tell him that code, then he will not notify the policeman.
所以记得，听到警铃响了不要跑。
So please remember, do not run when you trigger the alarm.
因为有的时候郑弟兄啊也不在啊，出去服侍，看望弟兄姊妹的，所以你最好去把这件事情给他解决，不要再找人来解决。
So because sometimes Brother John is not here, he may be outside visiting. So you take care of that yourself.
我听到很多弟兄姊妹讲说这些介绍的事情没有一样我能做的。
And I hear a lot of brothers and sisters say, well, all these services that you shared about, none of them I can do.
特别是我们年长的弟兄姊妹们哈。
especially those elderly brothers and sisters.
我想祷告是我们最好的开始，也是最好的 support.
And I believe that prayer is the best beginning and best support.
所以无论是你有没有进入侍奉，祷告总是最好的服事。
And whether you really actually into actual service, your prayer is the best service.
还有一些弟兄姊妹就是说，你介绍的这些东西没有一样我会做的。
Or some would say, well, none of these I know how to do or I can do.
譬如说到垃圾箱上面去踩一踩，这个我也没有踩过。
For example, jumping on the dumpsters, I never done that.
但是请弟兄姊妹注意，这个服事总是从年幼的开始做到成熟的阶段。
But please remember that all services start from a beginning and until you mature.
你要是没有开始学习的话，你永远不会到成熟。
If you do not ever start learning, then you will never mature in that area.
所以弟兄姊妹们，给你自己有机会来学。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, giving yourself a chance to learn.
给我自己一个劝勉，给负责的弟兄姊妹们也是一个劝勉，让弟兄姊妹有犯错的机会。
And that's encouragement for myself as well as for brothers and sisters. Let's give one another a chance, opportunity to make mistake.
对，因为从犯错的里面，我们才学习怎么样成熟。
Because we learn and we mature through our mistakes.
还有在侍奉的安排上面。
And also in all the arrangements of services.
我很多听到很多弟兄姊妹说，我安排了他去做什么，我是填的表，从来没有安排我去做过。
Some would say, complain that I did submit my volunteer form, but no one ever arranged me to do anything.
我但愿我们弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有那个预备的灵，就像我们弟兄刚刚开始讲的，我们有那个灵在主的面前，我们等候。
But I hope that each one of you have a spirit that's prepared before the Lord.
因为既然是主在用我们的话，那我们就等候在主面前，等时机成熟了，主会用我们的。
So we wait before the Lord when the time comes and the Lord will use us.
说不定你填的那个表里面现在不缺人，所以当缺人的时候，负责的弟兄姊妹们自然会通知你。
Perhaps when there's lacking in manpower, then the responsible brother and sister will contact you.
所以现在请你把那个表格填上去，我们请招待的弟兄姊妹们来收。
So please take some time and fill out those volunteer forms. We ask the usher to gather them.
在我们等候的阶段的时候哈，我们把今天的报告事项也顺便做报告一下。
And as we're waiting for the forms to be gathered, I'd like to tell you about the announcements today.
下个礼拜的这个祷告聚会是分区的祷告聚会啊。
And then, coming Tuesday is a regional prayer meeting.
请弟兄姊妹照着分着区的去祷告。
And we ask you to go to your regional group to pray.
那这个礼拜五跟礼拜六的聚会都因为我们的冬令特别